aloneness. The very essence of a fulfilling existence, isn't it? Sadly, the modern world has become a labyrinth of distractions, a tangled mess of overconsumption and unbridled desires. Like moths drawn to a flame, we flit from one fleeting pleasure to the next, neglecting the true source of sustenance and joy, the wholeness within. But fear not, my friends. There's a way out of this repetitive cycle. We can rise above these self-limiting patterns and rediscover the joy of wholeness. It's a journey, yes, but a journey brimming with immense potential. Wholeness isn't just a feeling. It's a profound connection with the very source of existence, a union with the divine. It's a life overflowing with boundless joy, overflowing with unconditional love, overflowing with a sense of complete abundance. Imagine a life where fulfillment isn't a fleeting dream, but a constant reality. Now, that's a path worth exploring, wouldn't you agree? People don't realize how much their prejudice blocks their access to bliss, healing, wholeness, and joy. Instead, they often go on to do something frightfully self-destructive. We often limit ourselves by the walls we build. Walls of prejudice, of preconceived notions, of resistance to anything that lies outside our comfort zone. These walls, my friends, are the breeding grounds of suffering. Furthermore, they keep us from the very things we crave: bliss, healing, wholeness, and joy. Imagine a magnificent feast laid out before you, a banquet overflowing with the delicacies of life. Yet, you remain locked within a fortress of your own making, clinging desperately to your limited understanding of what nourishes the soul. No matter how famished you may be, you refuse to venture beyond the confines of your self-imposed beliefs. The human condition is frustrating. This, unfortunately, is the human condition for many. We cling to our belief systems, even when they bring us nothing but disharmony. We see resistance to change as strength, unaware that it's a form of weakness, a wall that separates us from our own potential. I hope you understand my frustration. I've discovered a path to wholeness, a way of living that could bring you immense joy and well-being. Yet, I see others clinging to destructive habits, to lifestyles that bring them nothing but suffering. It's a natural reaction to want to pull them towards the light, to share the secrets I've found. But remember, my friends, true transformation comes from within. We can offer guidance, we can share our experiences, but ultimately, the choice to step outside the fortress lies with each individual. As they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. Sincere effort is essential to uncover the gems of wholeness. The key lies in self-discovery. The truth that sets you free, the path to wholeness, it may not look the same for everyone. Instead of imposing your beliefs, focus on lighting the way. Live your truth, embody the joy and fulfillment you've found. Let your example be the beacon that inspires others to embark on their own journeys of exploration. The forest of truth, as you call it, is vast and boundless. It holds treasures beyond imagination, but only those who are willing to search, to shed their preconceptions, will discover them. The sincere seeker, the one driven by an unyielding longing for wholeness, that's the one who will find the path. And so, my friends, let's not focus on the resistance, but on the potential for discovery. Let the following story be a reminder: the greatest treasures lie within each of us. It's time to tear down the walls, step out of the fortress, and embark on the most extraordinary adventure of all, the adventure of finding ourselves. One must venture as far as one possibly can into the woods to find wholeness. Untold riches can be found within. There's a profound truth nestled within the heart of every forest, a truth that whispers to the adventurous soul. It beckons you to venture beyond the familiar, to shed the skin of comfort and step into the unknown. Just as the proverbial woodsman in the following ancient tale, we often find ourselves tasked with venturing into the metaphorical wilderness, seeking sustenance for our journey. The wood, the fuel for our fire of life. The wise guru, a master of metaphorical puzzles, understood this yearning for sustenance. He knew the woodsman sought not only firewood, but also a deeper understanding of his own potential for lasting joy. So he gently nudged him further, whispering of copper, silver, and finally, the alluring gleam of gold. These weren't mere metals, but symbols. Symbols of the ever deeper treasures that awaited those who dared to truly explore the depths of their being. Copper, silver, gold, the woodsman, like most of us, was initially captivated by the tangible. He sought the immediate reward, the comfort of the known. Yet, fueled by curiosity, he ventured deeper into the forest. He found the copper, the silver, and finally, the exhilarating sight of gold. This was a moment of triumph, a validation of his courage to explore. But the true test was yet to come. The woodsman shouldered the burden of his newfound wealth, a sack bulging with gold, heavy enough to unbalance his gait. His path homeward wound through the gathering dusk, and before him loomed a dilapidated bridge, a skeletal silhouette against the dying light. Suspended high above a chasm that swallowed the last hints of sunset, the bridge swayed precariously, each creak of rope a discordant note in the evening symphony. He steeled himself, one foot testing a rotten board before committing the other. The weight of the sack threatened to topple him, but his avarice spurred him on. Then, with a sickening tear, the aged canvas gave way. Claws of shadow, unseen in the fading light, seemed to rip at the sack, spilling forth a glittering torrent. The gold, his prize, his obsession, cascaded down through the gaps in the bridge, a shimmering waterfall lost in the inky depths below. The swaying bridge, amplifying the tremor of the woodsman's own fear, became a monstrous serpent, its skeletal ribs twisting and contorting as if mocking his misfortune. He stood there, a solitary figure dwarfed by the immensity of his loss. The twilight deepened, painting the scene in shades of despair. Additionally, his journey, fueled by avarice, had yielded only emptiness, a hollow echo in the face of the chasm's silence. Dark night of the soul night had solidified, a suffocating cloak draped over the forest. The woodsman, racked by chills and exhaustion, peered into the abyss where his fortune lay buried. Retrieving the gold was a fool's dream. The chasm yawned hungrily, the darkness swallowing any glimmer of hope. Defeated, he turned away, his shoulders slumped under the weight of a different kind of burden, not the gold he craved, but the hollowness of his loss. The journey home was a desolate march. Each creak of a twig, each rustle of leaves, echoed his own internal turmoil. Upon reaching the master's abode, he recounted his tale, his voice cracking with a mixture of shame and despair. Yet, the master's response defied his expectations. There was a flicker of pity in his eyes, but also a strange detachment, an unreadable calmness. It was then that the woodsman, blinded by his obsession with the gold, realized his most grievous error. He hadn't simply missed a treasure, he had ignored the master's guidance altogether. The true riches, the master had implied, lay beyond the glittering lure of diamonds and gold. Perhaps, if he hadn't focused solely on the physical prize, if he'd ventured deeper, explored further, he might have stumbled upon something far more profound, a treasure hidden within the very heart of the forest, waiting to be discovered. This realization struck him like a bolt of lightning. The frustration, the emptiness, it all became a stark lesson, a harsh reminder of the master's words. His gaze, once fixated on the material, now flickered with a spark of curiosity, a yearning for the true wealth of endless joy that lay hidden within the depths of the unknown. A stark reflection, the dilapidated bridge, swaying precariously, represents the inevitable challenges that rise on the path of self-discovery. The ripped sack, spewing its contents into the abyss, symbolizes the potential for loss, the fear of failure that can grip us in the face of the unknown. Furthermore, The darkness and cold are metaphors for the moments of doubt and uncertainty that plague even the most resolute explorer. Here's where the true lesson lies hidden. The woodsman's frustration is palpable, his struggle to reach home empty-handed a stark reflection of our own tendency to focus on the immediate loss. But what the woodsman, and perhaps even the master, failed to acknowledge in that moment was the transformative journey that had already taken place. The true treasure wasn't the gold, but the courage to venture deeper, to push beyond his initial comfort zone. He had tasted the thrill of discovery, the expansion of his own potential. Had he continued in that spirit, deeper still into the forest, he might have stumbled upon something far greater, a profound understanding of himself, a hidden wellspring of wisdom that lay dormant within. Life itself, my friends, is a vast forest, teeming with possibilities. The challenges, the setbacks, are all part of the journey. Don't get caught up in the glitter of immediate rewards. Venture deeper, with an open mind and a courageous spirit, for it is within the depths of the unknown that you discover the most precious treasure of all, the boundless potential that lies within you. Ah, diamonds! The sparkle of these precious stones has captivated hearts for millennia. And so arrives a brand new dawning day, when our woodsman, fueled by his recent, albeit, temporary success and perhaps a touch of avarice, set out on yet another adventure deeper than ever before into the forest. His determination was admirable, but his focus remained outward, on the acquisition of external things. And what did he find? A cavern overflowing with diamonds, a sight that would leave most breathless. He filled his sacks, blinded by the promise of wealth and recognition. Had he not learned from the bridge? Had the thrill of discovery become a thirst for possession? But even diamonds cannot bring happiness if thieves take them away. The master, a silent witness to the human heart's follies, allowed the woodsman to play out the tragicomedy of his own desires. The wilderness, ever unforgiving, remained a harsh teacher. Diamonds, those glittering promises of wealth, proved to be nothing but fleeting illusions. A band of bandits, their faces obscured by malice, materialized from the shadows, drawn like flies to honey by the woodsman's bulging sacks. They were a whirlwind of violence, leaving him bruised and battered, his newfound fortune snatched away as swiftly as it arrived. Again, he stumbled back to the master's abode, a broken marionette with strings of despair pulling him along. Unlike the gold, life had been grudgingly spared. Yet, it felt like a hollow victory, a consolation prize in a game he never understood the rules of. His spirit, once ablaze with avarice, was now a smoldering ember, crushed by the weight of his own misguided choices. Here's where the true teaching unfolds. The master doesn't belittle the woodsman's misfortune. Instead, he gently guides him towards the real treasure, the one that lies within. He exposes the folly of seeking external validation, the fleeting nature of material possessions. Diamonds are only as valuable as you make them out to be, he says. Diamonds can be lost, stolen, destroyed. But the treasure within? That's a different story altogether. This inner treasure, the master implies, is the very source of true value. It's the wellspring of joy, peace, and fulfillment that resides within each of us. It's the unassailable sense of self that no external force can ever steal. This, my friends, is the ultimate discovery. It's the realization that the greatest riches are not found in caverns or on mountaintops, but within the boundless depths of our own being. The forest, in this tale, becomes a metaphor for life itself. It's a vast wilderness teeming with experiences, both positive and negative. The challenges, the setbacks, the losses, they are all part of a journey. But the key is to not get lost in the maze of external pursuits. Don't be seduced by the glitter of diamonds, metaphorical or otherwise. Instead, use these experiences as stepping stones on your path inward, For it is within the depths of your own soul that you discover the most precious treasure of all, the unshakable source of value and the infinite potential that lies within you. The Garden of Enlightenment intrigued. The woodsman couldn't shake the master's words about a treasure beyond even diamonds. This time, driven by a deeper curiosity, he embarked on a longer journey. Days were spent preparing, not just for physical hardship but also for a shift in his inner landscape. He ventured forth under the cloak of dawn, his gaze fixed not on the diamond cave, but beyond it. And what did he find? Not a glittering hoard, but a radiant meadow, a testament to the bounty of nature. Here, in this garden of enlightenment, a symphony of vibrant, adaptogenic herbs, grasses and trees flourished: ashwagandha, radicchio rosea, epimedium, maca, eleuthero, licorice root, lavender, passion flower, St. John's wort, Avena sativa, bacopa, pygium, nettle, sarsaparilla, etc. grew abundantly. Ginkgo trees, acai palms, saw palmetto, goji berries, blueberries, blackberries, kiwi, etc. also grew in abundance, each with the potential to unlock hidden wells of vitality within. Birdsong filled the air, a melody of pure joy and peace. The very essence of the place resonated with an otherworldly tranquility. At its center, a misty, fragrant light pulsed, a pranic fountain, as the woodsman called it, emanating a promise of love, bliss, and liberation. This wasn't just a physical haven, it was a doorway to a higher state of being. Furthermore, he could feel it in his very bones, an energy coursing through him, a nectar that promised freedom from physical limitations. Transformation with herbs, transmutation and pranic nourishment. Here, the woodsman experienced the power of nature's alchemy, the transformation that happens not just through external elements, such as mineral-charged water along with the above list of herbs, but through the activation of one's own inner potential. He tasted the power of prana, the life force that nourishes not just the body, but the spirit as well. As he delved deeper into meditation, his spirit soared. He felt a connection to something vast and boundless, a union with the very essence of existence. Tears of joy streamed down his face, a testament to the profound joy that awaited those who ventured beyond the superficial. A boundless potential lies dormant within. This, my friends, is the true nature of the treasure hunt. It's not about acquiring external possessions, no matter how precious. It's about unlocking the boundless potential of joy that lies dormant within us. Silver, gold, diamonds, these are mere trinkets compared to the immensity of the soul's inner experience. The external world can be a teacher, a catalyst for growth, but ultimately, it's a reflection, a dream compared to the vastness of our own being, the immensity of our inner joy, no matter how impoverished our outside circumstances might be. The Garden of Enlightenment becomes a metaphor for that inner realm, waiting to be explored. And yet, the master's words echo in the woodsman's mind. Go further. Even this ecstatic experience, as profound as it may seem, is just a stepping stone. The true journey, the master implies, lies in transcending even the limitations of the physical body. The woodsman's astral journey back to his master becomes a symbol of this next stage, a glimpse into the limitless possibilities and immense joys that await those who dare to explore the depths within. The story doesn't end here. The woodsman's journey continues, venturing beyond the physical realm, towards the ultimate realization of the self. Furthermore, this is the essence of the path to enlightenment, a continuous exploration, a shedding of limitations, a discovery of the boundless potential that lies within each of us. There is no end to the treasures one can find within oneself. The true treasure hunt lies not in the external world, but within the boundless depths of ourselves. Diamonds, gold, fleeting joys, these are mere trinkets compared to the unfathomable wealth that lies dormant within. We must embark on a journey deeper than ever before, a meditation not just of the mind, but of the very soul. We must break free from the matrix of illusion, the dream that keeps us tethered to the limitations of the physical world. There is no limit to the exquisite treasures we can discover within. With each exploration, with each heartfelt plea for more, 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 the veil thins, revealing the boundless potential of our being. For when we connect with the divine spark within, external riches become meaningless. This realization, this immense joy, this God realization, is the ultimate treasure, the culmination of a life lived in exploration and discovery. Let this be your call to dive deep, to embark on a journey that transcends the physical and unlocks the infinite potential within. There is no limit to what you can find, only the courage to seek it. Your donation matters. Please help keep my site online, alive and healthy here. Please dive deep and continue further on this website here.